Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, GCN viewers and all children of God who attended the worship online, this is the 32nd lecture on Genesis, the Seed of Life, Part 4. So far, I explained three phenomena that take place when the body is managed in the spiritual dimension. I also said that the blessing of all things going well comes as you come into the Spirit and the Holy Spirit. Now, does that mean that you can't receive the blessing in health and the finance until you come into the Spirit? I said that there's a secret to enjoy such a blessing even if you haven't come to the Spirit yet. First, it is possible when you receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The fullness of the Holy Spirit is the status that the Holy Spirit has you fill a spiritual space using the truth in you. He helps you fill in the spiritual space. Well, there's only peace, joy, and the things without any darkness. For example, let's say someone has cultivated his heart into the Spirit by the only 10%. When he received the fullness of the Holy Spirit fills the remaining 90% of his heart with the Spirit. Then he feels as if his heart has no flesh at all, but that's filled only with the Spirit for a given moment. He generally thinks and does according to the desire of the flesh, which fills 90% of his heart. It's so because his heart is managed by the flesh most of the time. He's managed by the 95% of the fleshly desire. When he receives the fullness of the Holy Spirit, however, the Spirit takes the initiative to his heart. Let's say the heart, which is the 10% filled with the Spirit, is a child, and the heart that is the 90% with the flesh is an adult. If this child and the adult play the tug of war, the adult will surely win the game. Now, if a very strong man helps a child to play the game, what's going to happen? Of course, the child will win the game. When you receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit helps and strengthens the heart of a spirit. Then there are no fleshly thoughts or doubts that will sneak into your heart. Then you will come to have a faith that you can do everything. So when new believers are filled with the Holy Spirit, they experience many things and become bold. They receive the answers to everything they pray for. Because they are filled with the Holy Spirit, they enjoy all church meetings, and although they are new believers, they attend all meetings and are happy. You all have the times like that. But when did you lose that fullness? Maybe you might have that moment you were full of the Holy Spirit. Even in a real life situation in which you cannot rejoice, joy comes upon you from heaven. Even when you come across something offensive, you can give thanks to Father God for that. With the fullness of the Holy Spirit, you can feel as if you already went to the Spirit or Holy Spirit. Today is the last time of the Seed of Life. So you must listen and understand carefully. You must listen several times to fully understand this lecture. What did I say? When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you feel like you are a spiritual person. Even if you have only achieved 10% of the Spirit, if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will fill the remaining 90%. So you can feel the heart of the spiritual person. When you are full of the Holy Spirit, your body is managed in the spiritual dimension. It's like that all the functions of the body is controlled and managed in the spiritual dimension as you come into the Spirit and the Holy Spirit. It's possible because the body is controlled in the spiritual dimension by the power of the Holy Spirit when you are full of the Holy Spirit. When the sea of the life awakened and grew through the words and the prayers, your spirit grows and become larger than a cell nucleus in controlling your body at the spirit level. It means that your spirit manages your soul. Where is the cell nucleus? It's in heart. That's why we call the heart mind. When the heart stops beating, the person is said to have died at the time. Therefore, even if you are brain dead, if your heart beats, you are not said to be dead. And the shape of the heart is also used as a sign of a love. In other words, it expresses the one's feelings. When you say, I love you too, draw a heart shape with your hands. Since the functions of the body are controlled in the dimension of the spirit instead of the body aging, it may become younger. The same things can place when you receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Let's say that person's spirit is large enough to cover half of the cell nucleus, which is the cellar of the body. However, when this person is filled with the Holy Spirit covers the other half. As a result, the cell nucleus, which is the cellar of a body, comes under the control of a spirit. This is also why people who lead their faith life well since childhood look much younger and healthier than people in the world. This refers to the case of a people who live according to the world. Even if they have not yet come into the Spirit, they've spent a lot of time filled with the Holy Spirit. People in the world age according to the flow of the flesh, but believers age more slowly as they've been filled with the Holy Spirit. Moreover, when you are full of the Holy Spirit, you don't feel the fatigue at all, even when you do physically hard work. After I was healed, I used to pray from the midnight till 4 in the morning, even when I did a job as a labor worker. Since I did physically hard work for all day long, I should have been tired and sleepy. But as I fervently cried out in my prayer for 20 or 30 minutes, I received the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then the fatigue disappeared, I felt refreshed, and I could continue to fervently pray for hours. My wife gave praises to God to receive the grace and the inspiration before she prayed. Then she was also prayed all night together with me, being full of the Holy Spirit. No matter how hard your day at the work is, you will be filled with the Holy Spirit in 20 to 30 minutes after you starting praying. It's not hard work. You can feel fulfilled in just 5 minutes after praying. I believe the old members have experienced this fullness during the Daniel prayer meeting or Friday night service. In the fleshly sense, you should feel the greater fatigue all the more because you drag your tired body here and sit for hours. Once you receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, however, you become full of the energy since your body is controlled in the spiritual dimension. Even if you are already worn out, once you fervently pray and give up praises, you become refreshed. Even though you felt tired and exhausted, you soon become refreshed. When you are full of the Holy Spirit all the time, there are no germs or disease can infect you. Then what should you do to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit all the time? So what should you do? Be always filled with the Holy Spirit, enjoying your healthy life and stopping aging. First of all, you should have no wall of sin before God, and you should always pray. You should cry out in your prayer. At the first and the second level of faith, the chances are that you can easily lose the fullness of the Holy Spirit. When you don't live by the word of God but commit sin, the fullness of the Holy Spirit disappears. By the way, if you commit one of the sins leading to death, as written in the 1 John chapter 5, 16, you cannot break down the wall of the sin because the spread of repentance does not come upon you. You know about the sins that lead to death, right? The Bible says that people who commit these sins are not told to pray. Therefore, these sins should never be committed. If you committed a sin knowingly, that's a sin again and again, you will not receive the spread of repentance later and will not be saved. This is too is clearly an act of the crucifying the Lord again. No matter how hard you cry out in your prayer, you cannot receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit because in the case you will commit a sin that lead to death, you cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit, then your body will become aged according to flow of a flesh. When a disease strikes you, you cannot overcome it, and thus you will suffer from the pain that the disease brings to you. Therefore, you should never commit a sin leading to death. For sins that do not lead to death, you can just repent and receive the prayer, and you will be recovered immediately. But for sins that to lead to death, you cannot repent because God does not accept you, even if you repent. Therefore, you cannot be treated or receive the answer. So you should never commit that kind of the sin. Even if you didn't commit such a sin leading to death, please confess and repent before God immediately. I urge you to live the healthy life both in spirit and the flesh always by being in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The second way to enjoy the blessing of the spirit level, even before you come into the spirit, is to use muen sweet water and the handkerchief of the power of God. God the Father put the light of His power of creation into the muen sweet water and the handkerchief that I prayed on. This light of His power of creation is the original light that worked during the creation. When you use them by faith, the power of light of creation contained in the muen sweet water and the handkerchiefs will also work for you. When you receive my prayer on the handkerchief, I pray like this. I don't know if you know this. Do you know what I prayed for the handkerchief you take? I prayed like this. Whenever this handkerchief is used, let the enemy devil and Satan go away. Demons go away. Let faith and the life be given, and let the work of the repentance from the death of a hurt take place. Please bless with the inspiration, communication, and the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Let the sign and the wonders follow. Be glorified through the healing works. Please save many souls, protect them, be with them, and bless them. Surround them with the original light of the creation. Give them the most high power of creation so that even the dead come back to life when they walk by faith. Be glorified Father God. Therefore, if you use the handkerchief by faith, such a works can take a place just as I pray. Once the light of God's power contained in the handkerchief enter into the body is controlled in the spiritual dimension. This means that when you pray or receive a prayer with the handkerchief in faith, the light of the power enter and regulates your body. It also regenerated the degenerated part. It makes the whole body become normal. Dear brothers and sisters, there's a limit when your body is controlled in the spiritual dimension only through the fullness of the Holy Spirit's moans with water or the handkerchiefs that I prayed on. The body is controlled in the spiritual dimension only temporarily. It's not permanent and it's not continuous. In other words, only when you are full of the Holy Spirit, the ones with water and the handkerchiefs work for you in the spiritual dimension. Of course, you can maintain it if you continue to live by the world. When you come into the Spirit, the whole Spirit, so your body is always controlled at the Spirit's level. There's such a big difference. If you come into the spread or whole spread, this will always continue. The fullness of the Holy Spirit always continues. We cannot lose it. Why? Because you don't sin. Some of those who have become physically disabled due to polio or an accident do not get better even after receiving prayers. Many overseas people have polio, abandoned their wheelchairs, and many people have not even received a prayer in person. They testify they are healed. However, there are some among you who are not healed even after receiving prayer in person. This is why I always tell you, all you have to do is go to the Spirit. Your case is a little different from the overseas people who were healed after receiving the prayer for the sick. In most cases, it's their first time attending the crusade. However, you are unable to receive the answer because the wall of sin is too great between you and God the Father. So when you enter the Spirit, casting off of the all evil nature and its forms, then God works for you. Therefore, the first things you have to do is going to the Spirit. Once you come into the Spirit, from then on, the control of your body takes place at the level of a Spirit, so your weak parts can become perfect. Dead cells can revive and the part of the body can lose ability to function can be regenerated. New strength arises and you can get up and walk on your own. What about those who are healed even before they enter the Spirit? It's possible because the light of God, the power of creation, enter their body and the works of through the prayer of the servant of God's power. For the moment, their body is controlled in the spiritual dimension thanks to the light of God's power of creation. In the 20th, I explained the principle by the which burns are healed and the shortened legs are lengthened and the dead cells are revived through the light of God's power of creation to make new cells in the burned part or in the short leg. DNA in the nucleus has to begin to work. Then the light of God's power of creation operates DNA just as an electric appliance is turned on. Additionally, the space surrounded by the light of the power of creation can be perfected within a short period of time because it rises a flow of a spiritual time. The space surrounded by the light of the power of creation rises a flow of a spiritual time, making the weak perfect even within a short time. There are many testimonies like this in our church. You've sent many people who were hit by the car and were completely disfigured but discovered immediately after receiving the prayer. This work of the light of the power of creation also appears in the Malachi chapter 4:2. to you who fear my name, God. The Son of the Righteousness will rise with a healing in his wings, and you will go out and leap like a calves from the stall. Imagine how excitedly the trapped calf would run around if it were freed. The fear of God means, as the book of the Proverbs says, abandoning even the appearance of evil. No matter how small evil is, it's evil. These things should not be overlooked. Ultimately, being sacrificed means fearing God. He said he will shine the healing rays on those who fear God, making them leap like calves from the stall. Then why some people get healed even before they come into the Spirit, while others get healed only after they come into the Spirit? It's because the measure of the Spirit is assigned to each one according to justice is different. For the case when people can be healed only after they enter the Spirit, they are to accomplish a significant measure according to the justice. For example, chances are that diseases strike them due to grave sins such as long years of the idol worshiping by their ancestors or wizard of the mother. The sources of the disease can also be found in their family that they are attached to by a spiritual string. Families are connected to each other as a one bond. Because the children oppose God, they can influence their parents, and because of their parents, they can influence their children. The same goes for marriage couples. In these cases, the entire family should have faith together and show the evidence that they truly love God. If someone has no much evil in his heart, it may also case that he can get healed only after he enters the Spirit. He may lead a believing life for a while because he is healed by the grace of God. But since he has so much evil in his heart, he can easily indulge in the sin again as the time passed by. And eventually, he cannot even receive the salvation. People who have a faith understand the war well and are in good spirits when they are healed are good cases. But people who receive the treatment without understanding the war well leave the church. They are useless because they cannot be saved. God healed them to let them have a faith and be saved. However, after they are healed, they abandon God. When you enter the Spirit, you have nothing to do with the flesh because you become a true child of God. Now you will become a children who live in the light. You will not be slaves to the enemy devil. You will not be deceived. You will only be governed by the Holy Spirit, living only according to the desire of the Holy Spirit. So the wall of sin between you and God is broken down, and the spiritual bond that binds us to our family is also released. When you enter the Spirit, you are God's true son and daughter and the child of a light. You no longer receive the work of Satan, and all the fleshly ties that exist before are cut off. The body can be regulated in the spiritual dimension, so it can become a complete and a healthy body. Even if you have a generally weak trait, it doesn't matter after you enter the Spirit. Some people say they are genetically weak. That's all an excuse. It doesn't matter after you enter the Spirit. Say someone carries a genetic trait for the form of asthma. If he lives in a bad environment that is prone to the asthma, she will eventually have asthma. However, when he enters the Spirit, his body begins to control in the spiritual dimension. The DNA has something to do with asthma. Asthma trait is controlled in the spiritual dimension, and he will not have asthma. It's like Adam's I told you that the sea of the life is the original light that God gives you.
When you receive the Holy Spirit, the sea of the awakened, and the you eat and drink of the flesh and the blood of the Son of Man to achieve the spiritual growth, you ultimately become a person of the Spirit and the whole Spirit.
Let me say it again. When you receive the Holy Spirit, the sea of the life awakened, and the you eat, drink, and the flesh of the blood of the Son of a Man to achieve the spiritual growth, you ultimately become a person of a Spirit, a person of a whole Spirit. God gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit to awaken this sea of the life. The Holy Spirit comes to our hearts. He comes to the very place where the sea of life is, and He awakens the sea of life. Therefore, a spiritual life that comes from the spiritual man and the whole spiritual man has the same properties as the original light of the God. However, the intensity of a light is different. The light that comes from the man can defeat the forces of the darkness. However, it cannot perform the work of a recreation. Even if you enter with your spirit and with your whole spirit, that this history of a recreation cannot be given. The recreation can be accomplished by the light of God's original power. That's it. The light of the power of a creation. That's why it's said that even a person of the whole spirit must accumulate the countless fiery prayers to receive the power. Even if you enter with the enter to the spirit or whole spirit, the power is not immediately manifested. It's manifested through the fervent prayer. When I enter the Spirit and manifest the power, and when I enter to the whole Spirit, opening this church, power of God was manifested. So I drove away cold gas, healed those of poison, and moved clouds that would be not rain. Many people had their babies after receiving my prayer. Someone who had been in a traffic accident and could not move, their bones become intact. The reason I can demonstrate the power of God is because I've accumulated the countless fervent prayers since I was a new believer. I've always fasted and prayed until dawn. The reason why this power was not displayed, even though you entered the whole spirit, is because you did not have fervent prayers. Also, when those who have been the spirit pray for the sick, much more amazing things can happen when they pray with a handkerchief rather than just praying. When all the spirit people use a handkerchief, a much greater power is revealed. If a spirit person prays for a patient, it will help the patient, but because the light contained in the handkerchief is more powerful, praying with a handkerchief can help the patient even more. As written in the James chapter 5, 16, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person has a great power and effect. So the more righteousness person is, the more enter into the spirits, the more he enters into whole spirit, the more powerful and capable his prayer will be. It's not that spiritual light comes out of the body of the spiritual person. It's a God who hears the prayer of the spiritual person and performs the work of a healing. However, if you put the handkerchief on the patient and pray, the light of the power contained in the handkerchief will immediately enter the patient's body. This happens when people receive the prayer with the faith and when the wall of the sin and the God is torn down. If the wall of the sin is not torn down or is not done with the faith, the light cannot enter. I hope you listen again carefully. God created Adam from the dust of the ground and breathed life into him, and he became a living being. And it was automatically passed on to the Adam's descendant in the Garden of Eden. Once conceived, it's automatically transmitted continuously in the Garden of Eden. Only so-called good babies are born because they are influenced by the life from the moment of the conception. There's no such a thing as disabilities. Even after birth, the body is adjusted in the spiritual dimension and everyone grow up to the most wonderful and beautiful. The people in the Garden of Eden are so beautiful. They look completely different from the aliens that some people imagine. They grow until they just pass the age of the young man, and then they don't get older, but they stay as they are eternally. Adam and Eve committed sin, and they were driven to the earth, and then the whole situation changed. God took most of the breath of the life from the Adam and Eve and left just a trace of it. This trace, like a bit of the breath, is the sea of the life. The descendant of Adam and Eve in the earth cannot inherit the sea of the life. Therefore, at the sixth month of the conception of a baby, God puts the seed of the life into the spirit and planted it into nucleus in the heart, which is the center of a life, a center of a body. God gives the life into the baby. When a baby is conceived, after 6 months, the seed of life is placed inside of a baby. This means that it's implanted in a nucleus of the cell in a heart, which is the center of the body. I explained this implanted state by comparing it to buoy in a sea. Even if the cell that is located, the center of the body changes, the place where the sea of the life is planted is fixed. Just as the blood pumps out of the heart and travels to the entire body, the spiritual energy spreads from the cell of the heart to the entire body and controls all cells. The seed of the life that is planted in the man is like a sea inside a hard shell, it says, without moving. Then, as he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, is forgiven, and received the Holy Spirit, then finally the sea of the life awakens. Once the seed sprouts, it must be provided with water and the sunlight to grow up. By the same token, after sea of the life awakens, it must be proved with the spiritual water and the light, and then the spirit can grow. In other words, he must make the bread from the word of God, which is a spiritual water, and live by the word of God, who is a spiritual light. Only then can his spirit grow up well. When the spirit grows up to be big enough to cover the nucleus in the center of a body, he becomes the man of a spirit. If the spirit grows much bigger, then he becomes the man of the whole spirit. I compared the size of the spirit and the nucleus not to measure their physical size, but to help you understand better whether the control of the body is done by the spirit or by the flesh. As the size of the spirit is big enough to cover the nucleus, the body will no longer ride on the fleshly flow. As it becomes the whole spirit, the control over the body is completely managed in the spiritual dimension. By the way, as the spirit can control the body, it's also true that the spirit can control the soul. Since the spirit controls the soul, there will be thought of the truth, but not the fleshly thought or the thoughts, the untruth. When you go to the spirit, all fleshly thoughts disappear. The soul belongs to the spirit dominated, and the flesh is ruled over. So what does it mean that you can control your body as you wish? Since the thought of the flesh disappears, you cannot commit sin or crime. You can only please God.
The spirit rules and governs the soul so that all may go well and be good in health. This is fulfilled in you. That is the soul as well, which means that spirit rules over the soul. As it says in 3 John chapter 2, you will prosper in all things and be healthy. Your brothers and sisters, I explained the phenomena that takes place in the three categories that as control of the body is imagined in the spiritual dimension. First, all the parts of the body functions normally. All of the various organs and the intestines recover the best condition and maintain. Even if you sleep a little and eat the minimal amount of the food, you will be healthy and not have any problem with your body. I gave you examples of the Daniel and his three friends and the John the Baptist. Second, no germs of disease infect you. And even if you drink poison, it will not harm you. And I also cited the example of Apostle Paul, who was bitten by a viper. This is a case for the man of the horse spirit. Thirdly, you will not age, but rather you will be rejuvenated. Also, you can have the shape of your body as you wish. Abraham and Job were given as an example of the rejuvenation. So far, these are the blessing of a health you can receive as your spirit and the soul prosper. As your spirit and the soul prosper, the blessing of all things going well also come upon you. Also, Job went to the spirit and the whole spirit through the refinement. He became the twofold richer than before he underwent the refinement. Also, I entered the whole spirit after I armed myself with the word of God. I received the power of God, which is the greatest spiritual blessing. Now, I told you that there's a chance to have your body controlled in the spiritual dimension even before you enter the Spirit. First is to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Second is to make use of muon sweet water and the handkerchief that contain the light of the God's power of the creation. However, these are temporarily and limited. Because when you lose your fullness of the Holy Spirit, you go back to where you started. In order to have your body permanently controlled in the spiritual dimension, you should eventually come into the spirit or whole spirits. Additionally, I explained the case you can be healed only when you come into the spirit and the cases when you can be healed even before you come into the spirit. I also explained the difference between the spiritual light that shines from the man of the spirit and the original light. I said that they share the same original attributes, but their brightness is different. Let me conclude, dear brother and sister. God planted the seed of the life into every person who is spiritually cultivated on this earth. For these weak souls cannot wake up this seed of the life by themselves. God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. God also created the environment for growth by the supplying the Word of God, which is the spiritual water, so that the Spirit can grow up well. That the Father took care of everything so that His children who went through the long and the rough journey of a human cultivation can come back to the Father with glory. Moreover, this church has more things that God the Father cared for especially. As the shepherd of this church, I wish none of you will become poor and that none of you will become sick. So I practiced the heart to accomplish my dream. God the Father, who knows my wish, has clearly shown you the way of a blessing. He also told you not only how to avoid the disease, but also how to live young until the Lord comes back. Therefore, I now believe that none of you will say, I'm getting old, what should I do? First Thessalonians chapter 5, 23 says, "Now may the God of the peace himself sacrifice you entirely, and may your spirit and the whole soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." God tells us in the many places in the Bible not to change a little, but to become perfect. He says, "Be holy, as I am holy." As it said in the Genesis, "And may your spirit and the soul and the body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." We must wait for our Lord after making ourselves blameless like this. This means that we must wait for the Lord to come again, accumulated in rewards. I urge you to, according to this word, to quickly accomplish the whole spirit and preserve it, and to be faithful the all more fervently with your body. May you receive the praise, honor, and the glory before God and the Lord on that day. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children, and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.